The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday of Advent is taken from the first epistle, St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to the light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise from God. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother, tetrarch of Iturea, in the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all the flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. Now, there's an interesting story that happened during the life of St. Dominic. It was October 7th, and he was asked to preach in Rome. At this time, he was already known for his holiness of life and his ability for directing souls. Now, when St. Dominic was preaching at Rome, there was a certain sinner named Catherine who came to hear him preach out of curiosity. Due to St. Dominic's preaching, she was at least moved to receive a rosary from the saint. But she did not leave her wicked way of life. Now one day, Jesus appeared to her. First, she saw him in the shape of a young man. Afterwards, our Lord changed into a beautiful little infant. But Catherine was surprised to see that the infant was wearing a crown of thorns upon his head and carrying a cross on his shoulders. As she looked closer, Catherine noticed tears running from his eyes and blood flowing from his body. Then our Lord addressed her. He said, "It is enough. Do not offend me any more. See how much you have cost me. Since I began as an infant to suffer for you, and never have I left off suffering till my death." Catherine went immediately in search of Saint Dominic. She confessed her sins and asked for the saint's advice and direction. And so he instructed her to give all that she had to the poor and go live as a hermit. She listened to St. Dominic and gave up everything to live in a cell. She changed her ways, she stopped sinning, and learned to practice virtue. In fact, she lived such a holy life and received so many graces from our Lord that even St. Dominic himself was struck with admiration. And thus she ended her life in this holy state. And after the Blessed Virgin appeared to her, She died a most happy death. Now, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, St. John the Baptist warns us to prepare our way for the coming of our Lord. Quoting the book of Isaiah the prophet, he says, "Prepare for the way of the Lord, make straight his ways. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain." Now, Holy Mother Church applies these words to St. John the Baptist in today's gospel to instruct us on what we are to do during the season of Advent. For just as the Jewish people at the time of St. John the Baptist had to prepare for our Lord's coming during that first time when he came into the world, when he became man, so must we prepare for our Lord's coming as we celebrate Christmas. For we truly celebrate and relive that first Christmas when our Lord came into the world. And as we will be celebrating the birth of our Lord this next Thursday, we need to prepare ourselves for our infant Savior. And so, as St. John the Baptist says in today's gospel, we must prepare for the way of the Lord. And we need to make straight his paths. We need to make straight the crooked, and the rough ways must be made plain. St. John is telling us, my dear faithful, that we must remove sin in its occasions, in the attachments for sin. Sin and the attachments are obstacles. They are obstacles which prevent our Lord from coming into our heart. St. John is thus exhorting us to remove all sin from our hearts and any attachments we have to sin. For there is much in our hearts to be made smooth and straight. So let us then resolve to make a good confession this week, and do this by having true sorrow for your sins. That is, resolve not to commit to them again, even your venial sins, as St. Francis de Sales teaches. And thus, when you go to confession, remember even to confess the motive for doing what you did. That is, tell the reason why you committed the sin. And then, after confession, avoid the sin and its occasions in the future. Yes, it is a great struggle and a sacrifice to overcome sin. It is a daily battle that we must face. But it is a good sacrifice for us, and we should consider it nothing when we compare it to all the trials and sufferings that our Lord had to suffer for us. As an infant, Christ said to St. Catherine in the story that he suffered for each and every one of us since his infancy, and he did not stop suffering until his passion and death. And so it should be a joy for us to suffer something for him. But when it seems like too much, all we need to do is to take one cross or one temptation at a time. And so this next week, try to work on some particular sin. Think of the sin you are most prone to, whether it is anger, impatience, disobedience. And then during this next week, try to practice the particular virtue which opposes the sin you are most prone to. It is not enough for us to keep from sinning. We must also practice virtue each and every day, and thus we will overcome our unruly passions. Each morning, think of a particular time and place that you will practice some particular virtue. And over time, you will make it a habit of practicing that virtue. As I said, just take one day at a time, even just one temptation or cross at a time. In realizing all these obstacles, in seeing these things that still obstruct the way to our divine Savior, we know we cannot do it by ourselves. And so we must turn to Our Lady. We must ask our Blessed Mother for help. She, more than anyone else, can help us prepare our hearts for our Lord's coming on Christmas. And so go to our Heavenly Mother and ask her for her assistance in practicing of virtue and avoiding sin. Like Catherine from the story, we must pray to Our Lady for help and assistance. For it is through the intercession of Our Lady, and especially by the recitation of the Holy Rosary, that St. Catherine changed her ways. And so we must also change our ways and practice virtue day in and day out. And thus, we will make the way into our heart straight and smooth for the infant Christ this Christmas. And so this next week, as we prepare for Christmas, by practicing some particular virtue, do not forget to say your daily rosary. And therefore, always have recourse to our Most Holy Mother, that she may attain for us the grace to love nothing else than God Himself, and that we may never be separated from our infant Savior by sin. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.